What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Second and six. The backfield's empty. And Jones throwing down the middle. It's caught and grounded by Nelson Aguilar for the touchdown. Well, a couple of teams that were sleepy on offense last week, on a short week, have made resounding opening statements. The Pats walk it down the field and score. That's tops among the active guys in the league. In the middle, Henry is open. Hunter Henry broke a tackle on his way to the end zone for a touchdown. Good move in the open field for Henry. Opening drive score for the Patriots. New England takes the lead again.
Hey, play action's been awfully good.
That's what it sounded like, Mac Jones. Best game of the year for Mac Jones, arguably the best game of his career. Right? Is that fair to say?
I think it's absolutely fair to say.
I mean, I thought that he was really good in that Baltimore game, but he didn't finish it.
Nope.
Two picks in the fourth quarter, he could get it done. But this was, by far, in my opinion, the best game of the year for him. And even mentioned an Aguilar pass. I thought it was a really nice pass. Actually had a shot if Aguilar kind of kept running.
Yeah.
But I thought he was really good.
I thought his timing was good. I thought his processing and all those other things that people tried to say was good in those Jets and Colts games, which was ridiculous. That's what it actually looks like when the processing's happening.
Thank you.
That's what it looks like when he's seeing the open guy and delivering the ball in the right place. Not whatever you saw against the Jets and the Colts where, you know, once in a while he'd maybe get a completion and the rest of the time you're sitting there going, God, can this offense do anything? Like, that's different. That's what it looks like when it's actually functioning last night, which I hope some of the, you know, some of the truthers, the Mac truthers, at least recognize that. But all in all, I'd say there's still some room for improvement, but that was a major, major leap in the right direction. I was starting to think there wasn't going to be another game like that for him ever this year.
Well, we sat there with this Minnesota game. I thought the Vikings were going to cover this game. I thought they were going to win this game because I sat there and said, I don't even know what it looks like anymore. You know, the last time we saw it was week three against the Ravens, with Mac Jones, that is. I don't even know what it looks like. Like, how do you go up and down the field? And that first drive, boy, they just went right down the field. You're like, what the hell is this? But Mac, again, 28 for 39, 382 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, 119.8 passer rating. I think it was his best game he's played all year. And understandably, the protection was there. The line was there. So I got to give Matt Patricia some credit. You know, listen, we can crap on people all you want, you know, and I think it's deserved. But we ripped on them and said, listen, figure it out. You're not the only team that's got offensive line issues.
Right.
You're not the only team that's got a tackle down or a guard down or both down or whatever. Like, figure it out. Like, do some different things. And they did. And Mac had a ton of time. And is that the way it looks all the time? No. But I also think it was a nice little release from maybe the defenses they've played recently. But I thought he was fantastic in this game. The only complaint, obviously, end of the half, right? Not throwing the ball away, taking that sack.
Yeah.
Which I hated that entire. Like, it was weird because as good as they moved that football and got points at the end of the half, which I was excited about, it was still frustrating to watch.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think the sacks in the fourth quarter were, it's hard to always know if that's on the line or if that's on Mac or whatever, but that you can't take a sack there. Like, you just can't take a sack at the end of that game when you're on the 30-yard line and you've been moving the ball and then you go back 9 yards. I mean, that was just – that was brutal. That was
– It was, but that put that on Trent Brown. Like, that was the one with the chop block, right?
Right.
On Danelle Hunter. And by the way, it's Danielle, isn't it?
It looks like Danielle.
If you want me to call you Danelle, get rid of the I.
Right.
Because right now it's Danielle. But I'll go with Danelle.
Remember the running back, Christine?
Yeah.
He's like, no, it's Kristen, which is also tough. But, like, it's spelled Christine.
Right. But on third and seven – you're sitting there and you're protecting a quarterback, five-step drop, you're letting plays develop downfield, and Trent Brown just sort of, cut blocks him?
Yeah.
Which is something you would do if there's like a quick slant to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to get the DN down on the ground to make that pass. But like a five-step drop with things that develop downfield, you cut block him, obviously he gets up, and sacks Mac Jones.
Yeah.
So it's like, but the end of that first half again, That's the one. And I was excited, too, because you had the ball in the second half. Bill calls a timeout, as the Vikings are kind of going in around the 1 yard line. He calls time, and I'm like, ooh, he's calling time up because he's going to let Mac kind of try to score.
Right.
Right. And years, in the last couple of years, we've seen times where he's like, just let it run out, go to halftime, get the ball in the second half. But they were aggressive. But for Hunter Henry to waste, what, a good 20, 25 seconds because he doesn't take a step to the right?
I know.
And get out of bounds?
That was a nice play by the safety, but, like, not that nice. You're right there.
You jump out of bounds. Yeah. You probably have a minute 20 to go and two timeouts. And then they got one timeout left, and Mac takes the sack. They burn both timeouts. They're sitting there on, like, the five-yard line. They have, not much, 6 seconds, 7 seconds to go. And now they got to kick a field goal.
Yeah.
They should have had two or three opportunities to score a touchdown.
That was about as discombobulated as they've looked all year. And this was one of their better games.
Yeah.
let
me take a call. Kerry in New Hampshire, because maybe I don't agree with this one. But go ahead, Kerry.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
This is a little nitpicking, and it's a bit of an aside. But the punter right for the Vikings, he flopped two or three times during the game. And listen, I know Mac Jones flops. But it just irritated me. If you look at the play when Pierre Strong runs into him, he brushes his foot and Wright spins around, literally picks up his feet and flops on the ground, and it just irritated the heck out of me.
Every punter does that all the time, Kerry.
Unfortunately, it's a good play.
I mean, that's the way it goes.
Thanks, Kerry.
You know, that's what they all do. And they do that because they know if you breathe on the guy, if you're close enough that you can touch him, then they can take advantage of it. And they do, and they make that call every single time. And Pierre Strong shouldn't have been anywhere near him when that happened.
Unfortunately, it's unfortunately we're at the point where it's the right play for him,
yeah.
Right? And you could argue that when Kyle Duggar got held on the kickoff return, if his arms went in the air and he spun and fell to the ground, maybe he gets the call.
Maybe.
When Mac Jones, the face mask, you know what I mean, where his head just kind of turns a little bit, fall down, flare, whatever, snap your head back, exaggerate, whatever. I mean, you get calls that way.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. I don't blame that punter kind of for doing what we saw from him. I had somebody, Arkan, I know you and I kind of feel similar ways about Mac Jones. We all both can admit. I love it. People are like, oh, you're going to admit that he had a good game now because you're a hater. It's like, no.
Of course he had a good game.
No, I'm not a hater on Mac Jones. But can you admit that that's the best game he's ever played in his career? We had someone tweet at me and say, now do you think he's a top 10, top 15 quarterback? And I'm like, because of one game?
Hell no.
Like he played at the level where I was very encouraged. Got protection, used all his wide receivers, felt good about it.
If this was week one and he followed up last season with that game that he just played last night, then I'd say, yeah, you know what? You're looking at a guy who's top 10, top 15 this year. I would be thinking that because he was a Pro Bowler last year and he played in the playoff game. And look at this great progress that he's made. But to ignore the first 11 weeks of the year,
no.
I know he didn't play in all 11 weeks, but like to ignore the first 8 weeks that he played in and act like those didn't exist is just insane to me.
Now, he was good last week.
Yeah.
Right? Now, they only put up 3 points offensively. We said he was good, wasn't good enough. The offense still has their issues. Now, it's kind of 2 weeks he's put together. And he was fantastic, okay, last night. He was. I mean, it is what it is, right? When a guy's great, he's great.
Sure.
And he was great last night. But isn't it okay to want to see more of that? Like you know what I mean? Like, if that's bad quarterbacks have one great game. And I don't think he's a bad quarterback, but don't you kind of want to see it against Buffalo? Don't you kind of want to see it against – I mean, you got six more games. I'd like to see maybe not that level of a performance, 382 yards, but I'd like to see the resemblance of that five of the last six.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. How about you crack 300 another time?
That's the third time he's done it in his career.
Right.
Played a lot of games.
It's true. Zappy's played three games. He's done it once. I think that, and that's another thing that annoyed me too. Everybody like, oh, you Zappy people, you should be ashamed of yourself. Should I be ashamed of myself that Mac Jones finally had as good a game as Bailey Zappy did this year for the first time all year? Like, that's not something I feel bad about. I feel bad that other people haven't been honest about Mac Jones and what they're seeing with him up until this point. He finally played a good game, and that's great, and I hope he keeps playing good games because he's going to need to. You got Buffalo twice, you got Burrow and the Bengals, you got the Dolphins and Tua and all these good offenses. You need this from Mac Jones. Absolutely you need it. But let's not act like this has been what he's doing all year. It's not even close.
No, I love it. He's the best game of his career. People jump through the roof. Listen, he had a great game. He had a great game, and I want to see more of it. All right, we'll get more into the offense, more into Mac Jones, because they still have their issues in the red zone. We got to talk about Matt Patricia play calling as well. It's Merlone and Arkan. Fourier is out. Mego is out. We got you covered. It's the only place in town you can talk Pats Vikings. Give us a call at 617-779-7937. We're hitting everything with this football game. More of your calls in the offense next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.